Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us today as we continue with our topic about the Word of God containing within itself the power to cause itself to come to pass. Praise the Lord. I believe we're going to finish up this topic this week, and I tell you, it's been a really good one. It's been one that I believe has brought a lot of revelation and information to you about the Word of God. And the key to all of this is that we have to be 100% dedicated to the Word of God and to the truths of God's Word. Praise the Lord. So we're going to get into that in just a few minutes. Before we do, though, I want to share a few things with you. I told you last time that we had an announcement that I hope to be able to make very soon, and today I can make that announcement, and that is that Reverend Joe Morris from Joseph Morris Ministries is going to be able to join us on Speak Faith TV. Now, as you know, speakfaith.tv is our Roku channel, and we have a tremendous lineup of ministers on that channel. And Reverend Joe Morris, I tell you, I have long appreciated Brother Joe and his ministry. He actually went to Rhema Bible Training Center in the same class as my pastor, Pastor Ed Taylor, and they have been friends for a long time, and Brother Joe has been to Faith and Victory Church, the church that I'm a member of in Greensboro, North Carolina, many, many, many times, and I'm telling you what, Brother Joe is a prophet of God. Now, he probably won't tell you that, but he functions in the prophet's ministry. You know, there are five ministries, five-fold ministry: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, actually, going by the teaching that I've heard, it should start with the thumb here: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. I heard a really neat teaching about that, about the thumb, you know, is the largest finger, and the apostle is the first among the list, and then apostle, prophet proclaims the word of God, pastor is the middle finger. He stands high above the rest because he's the leader of the church. Apostle, prophet, evangelist. Let's see. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor. I'm sorry. Evangelist is here. Pastor, because he's on the ring finger. That's the finger that you normally wear a wedding ring on, because he is the father-like one. And then teacher, he's the little finger, you know. And so I'm a teacher, and I'm the little finger on the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. No, I'm just kidding. But that was just a little memory teaching way of staying up with the five-fold ministry. But anyway, I said all that to say this, that I believe that Brother Joe functions in the prophetic ministry. And, you know, today's prophets are not like the Old Testament prophets. They function in a different type of ministry. They are proclaiming the word. They are preaching the word. And they have they sometimes have a future-oriented viewpoint. And Brother Joe is an expert on Bible prophecy. And so I mention all of this to say that his video program, which is called the End of Days Update, EDU, the End of Days Update, will be featured on speakfaith.tv. He has agreed to let us do that, and I really appreciate that. Now, his show will begin very shortly on the production side of speakfaith.tv. I don't know if many of you are aware, but with speakfaith.tv, we have a beta channel, which is only available if you know how to subscribe to the beta channel, okay? And that is to go to SFTV beta. In other words, you would go to your Roku account, you would type in channel to subscribe, and you type in SFTVBETA, as it says there on the screen, and then you can subscribe to the beta channel. That's the unadvertised version, okay? And that has a lot of different programs in it that we're experimenting with, working out the details of the technical side, to make sure that they work and function the way they're supposed to. But then on the what we call the production side, the one that's advertised in the Roku channel store, that is where Brother Joe will be starting his programs. There are actually already quite a few of them that are available. And I tell you what, every week on Wednesday, he will come on and tell us what's in this past week's news that has to do with Bible prophecy. And I think you'll be amazed at some of the things that he brings out. It's pretty powerful stuff. So join us on speakfaith.tv for those new programs from Reverend Joe Morris, and I believe you will be blessed by it, praise the Lord. And if you are so led, I encourage you to become a partner with Brother Joe's ministry. He's getting out the Word of God, and I tell you what, powerful stuff coming through Joe Morris's ministry. I have had quite a few things that he has delivered to us prophetically that have all come to pass, praise the Lord, including the fact that this house that I'm sitting in right here that I'm recording this video in, he prophesied that we would have a house and that it would come sooner than we think, and here we are. Praise the Lord. So, really neat ministry. And just a great brother in the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, let's get into the Word of God. Praise the Lord. We're talking about this topic of the power of God being within or contained in the Word of God. And that power is available if we'll apply the Word of God. Now, last week when we left off, we were talking about Psalm 103. Psalm 103:1. A Psalm of David says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." Now, the all that is within me, I'd like to look at specifically here that he's talking about spirit and soul and body. Spirit and soul and body. You are a spirit. You have a soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. You live in a physical body. All right? All that is within me, bless his holy name. Every part of you, your spirit, that's the real you, needs to bless his holy name. Your soul, that is your mind, your will, and your emotions. You need to mentally, you need to emotionally bless the Lord and bless his holy name. And then with your body, you need to bless the Lord. Raise your hands in praise. Lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, according to the scripture. So, many ways that you can bless the Lord. And you know what else blesses the Lord? Let me just share this with you. You know what else blesses the Lord? Reading, studying, meditating, and speaking his word blesses him. It ministers to him because he wants nothing more than for you to live in and grow in the word of faith. I'm telling you, God is interested in your spiritual growth. He's interested in your development. He wants you to grow up spiritually. Hallelujah. And that'll bless him. Amen. All right, let's go to verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, here he's concentrating on the soul, the mind, will, and emotions. And forget not. See, forget not because it is your soul that can forget. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your mental area particularly can forget. It's easy to forget his benefits. Don't forget the benefits. You need to remember what God has done for you. Who, and then he gives a short list here of those benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Ooh, I'm for that one, praise the Lord. Now, I'm 57 years old, got a little gray hair, but my youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. My youth is renewed. In other words, I keep that positive, youthful, energetic viewpoint because of the Lord blessing me through his word and renewing my mind to the word of God. Amen. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Praise the Lord for that. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear or greatly respect him. As far as the east is from the west, so hath he removed our transgressions from us. Praise the Lord. He's removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. Now let me tell you, as far as from the east is to the west, that's a long way, because it's 180 degrees in the opposite direction infinitely. Amen. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the father pitieth them that fear him, or thinks well kindly of those that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For as the wind passeth over it, and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord, whoo, hallelujah, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear or greatly respect him, and his righteousness unto children's children, unto further generations, hallelujah. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. In other words, it's not just a blanket thing that it's going to fall on you like ripe apples off a tree. Do you know what I mean by that, that term? Brother Hagin, you say that, like apples, ripe apples off a tree, or ripe cherries off a tree. In other words, it's just going to fall on you. You don't have to do anything. There's a lot of people that are just sitting around going, the Lord's just going to bless me because of his grace. I'm just going to sit here. No, you have to do something. Now, it's not by works, lest any man should boast. No, we're not talking works here. But we are talking doing what he said to do. You got to do something. What do you have to do? Well, according to this, it says you have to keep his covenant. That's an active thing, by the way. And you have to remember his commandments. Well, first, in order to remember, you got to know them. Commandments. Commandments. That's a terrible word. No, it's not. You remember our study months and months and months ago about commandments? The commandments of the Lord are not grievous. You know what the word grievous means, right? Hard. You know, hard to do. It chafes your style. That kind of thing. No. They're not grievous. His commandments, we found out the term in the Greek, in the New Testament, when he uses the word commandments, it's actually a word that means authoritative prescription. I love that phrase, authoritative prescription. God gives you authoritative prescriptions that will help you, that will minister to you, that will help your life. If you'll do his authoritative prescriptions, you'll be blessed. Amen. Well, let's keep going here. Remember his commandments, his authoritative prescriptions to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength and do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Again, he comes back to his soul, his mental realm, and says, okay, soul, you need to bless the Lord. Now, we read the whole psalm there, Psalm 103. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to read that and complete that thought that we started last week about blessing the Lord with your soulish realm. And I think he's keying in on that because we are so prone to get off on other things mentally. We get off on, let's just be honest, day-to-day lifestyle things, what you have to do at work. Now, you have to do stuff at work. I'm not saying you don't. What you have to do once you get home with your family. Well, you're going to have to do some of that. All of these things of life, just life happens. you have to deal with it. But it takes over your mind. It crowds out other things, spiritual things, things concerning the Word of God. And people get so caught up in life that they basically don't do the Word of God. I'm going to change my lighting here. It's beginning to get a little dark outside, so I'm going to bring my light in a little closer, if you don't mind. I want to try to keep the crispness of the video as best I can here. But the thing about it is, life can affect you. Life can crowd out the things of God. And you need, first of all, to take possession of your mind. Don't let your mind possess you. You possess it. Your mind is your possession. You are a spirit. You have a mind, will, and emotions. You live in a physical body. So your body shouldn't drive you. And your brain, your mind, your will, your emotions shouldn't drive you. And a lot of Christians are emotion-driven. They are mind-driven. Now, I'm not saying don't develop your mind. You need to do that. I believe in education. I believe in developing your mind. But not to the exclusion of your spirit. You've got to train your spirit in the Word of God by reading the Word, by meditating on the Word, by hearing the Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. You've got to stay in the Word, and if you'll stay in the Word, you'll start living the Word. You'll start speaking the Word. You'll start doing the Word. You'll start, as the Scripture said, remembering the benefits of God. Don't forget them. Remember them. Remember the benefits. Well, why would you need to remember them? Because remembering them renews your mind to who you are in Christ. We are, as believers, in Christ Jesus. We are in Him. I love all the study and teaching that Brother Kenneth E. Hagin did on the in Him revelation of the Scripture. How we are in Him, in Christ, in whom, all of those phrases. And he wrote a little mini book called In Him. That if you study that book, you will find out all the ways that we are in Christ Jesus. That we live in Him. Within Him we live and we move and we have our being. Woo, hallelujah. And if you'll be aware of that and stay cognizant of that, it will change you significantly. You'll act differently day in and day out. You'll be more sensitive to the Spirit of God. You'll listen to what God wants you to do. You know, I truly believe very often God is out there wanting to show you things, wanting to indicate to you what He wants you to do on a given day, and you're just not listening because you're so occupied with, okay, I've got to go here, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to run, and I got to make notes to myself to remember to do this. Well, that's all well and good in the natural, but you ought to be just as serious about your spiritual remembering, your spiritual wherewithal. Now, if you stay cognizant of the Spirit, and you stay tuned into the Spirit of God, He'll start dealing with you, He'll start talking to you about things. And now let's get back to how this ties into our study. Our study is that God's Word contains within itself the power to cause itself to come to pass. Now, you're renewing your mind to the Word. You're staying aware of spiritual things. You're not letting your life pull you away in various directions. And as you begin to hear the Word and meditate on the Word and put it in your mouth and speak it out of your mouth, the power necessary to cause that Word to come to pass, this is what we've been studying, the power is there for that Word to come to pass in your life. I know a lot of Christians that say, oh, Dr. Bill, you know, I know the Word says we're supposed to prosper, but I'm not prospering. I know it says we're supposed to be in health, but I'm not in health. Now, I'll just give you an example. I am in the process right now of losing weight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's coming off of me. Amen. And that's good. But in the process of things, I had to take a health quiz at work because of the insurance. You know how insurance these days getting really, I don't know, overbearing in my way of thinking. But at any rate, they want to know all these questions, and they want these questions answered. And so they had this thing, and I'm online, and I'm taking this quiz. And you could tell by the tone of the quiz what they were trying to get at. You know what I'm saying? And one of the questions was, how many days have you missed in the past year due to your health? You know, we're talking about missing work. And I thought, and I went, none. I just don't get sick. Now, that's not because, you know, of some great genetics on my part. Not that my genetics are bad, praise the Lord. What it has to do is with my spiritual genetics. Amen? It has to do with the fact that I bless the Lord, all my soul, and I forget not his benefits, which includes healing all my diseases. Hallelujah. So I was at work every day that I was supposed to be at work. And they even said in the quiz, now, we're not talking about when you took off from vacation and you had an excused absence for going on a trip. They're saying, how many days did you miss due to illness? And I said, none. And even though I've got some weight to lose, and even though I'm working on it, when I finished that whole quiz and got to the end, it said, the end result is, you are healthy. And I thought, well, praise God. Could have told you that. Could have saved you a whole lot of time. Because the healthy part comes from the fact that I forget not all his benefits, praise the Lord. He heals all my diseases. A-L-L-A-L-L, all, there ain't no more. All? Yeah, all. Amen. Meditate on that, folks. That's one of the greatest benefits you could have. I mean, you look at benefits at work. I'm talking about insurance and things like that, you know. You look at those kind of benefits, whoo, man. They look at every way they can to get out from under those benefits. You know, we don't want to pay this, and we don't want to pay that, and this doesn't count, and that doesn't count, and on and on and on. It's a racket, just in my opinion. But with God, it's not a racket. God's not holding out. God's not trying to figure out ways that he doesn't have to cause his benefits to come to pass. You know what I'm saying? He's looking for ways to get them to you and not to hold them back. Praise the Lord. And guess what? If you'll forget not, if you'll remember and you'll confess the word of God, those benefits will come to pass. You'll be healed. You'll be well. You'll be whole. Because the word of God that you are putting into your spirit has within itself the power to cause that word to come to pass in your life. You say, but Dr. Bill, how do I do that? Meditate on the word. Get into good teaching like you're hearing right now. Kenneth Copeland and Charles Capps and Jerry Savelle and all the ministers, for instance, that we have on SpeakFaith.tv. We don't put them on SpeakFaith.tv Roku channel. Unless they're preaching the uncompromising word of faith, I'll tell you that. Amen. God told me, one of the things he told me was to showcase ministries. Well, he's not wanting me to showcase ministries that are teaching doubt and unbelief. All right? He's wanting me to showcase ministries that are teaching the uncompromising word of God. And SpeakFaith.tv is reaching almost 5,000 households that are connected to SpeakFaith.tv over the Roku and are receiving on-demand video and audio, including Word of Faith Radio, and hearing the uncompromising word on a regular basis. Well, if you'll hear that, and you'll meditate on that, and you'll stay with the word, that word contains within it the power to cause itself to come to pass in your life. And all you got to do is stick with it. Remember it, speak it, meditate on it, actively do what the Word of God says to do. Just laying back, you know, oh yeah, I'm just going to sit back here and just let it all fall on me. No, you got to confess the Word. You got to be meditating in it. You got to be doing what the Word of God says to do. I like what I heard, well, I didn't hear Smith Wigglesworth personally, but I heard that he said, faith is an act, And he repeated it. All he'd do is get on that platform and go back and forth. Faith is an act. Faith is an act. Faith is an act. And he just keeps saying that. And people begin to get it, and they'd start jumping up and shouting, and, "I'm healed, I'm healed, praise the Lord." Why? Because they jumped up and shouted and acted on their faith, and they got healed. And people were raised from the dead in his ministry. Praise the Lord. The power for that to happen was contained in the word that they were meditating, that they were hearing, that they were listening to, and that they were saying. You've got to say it. As a matter of fact, saying the word, speaking the word, is the predominant, primary way that you act on the word of God. Amen? Well, praise the Lord. We are just about out of time. We're going to stop right here. And I encourage you to continue to study this out. Continue to meditate on these things. We're going to pick up with a new topic next week. I trust you're going to enjoy that. I tell you, the light just keeps changing here. I'm going to move that back again. Hallelujah. We keep having clouds come over outside, and it changes the lighting. But praise the Lord. We'll just go with it. Hallelujah. All right, let's talk about some things you need to do. I'm going to give you a little homework, all right? Your homework for this week is to tune in to speakfaith.tv. If you don't have a Roku box, go to speakfaith.tv, the website, www.speakfaith.tv, like it says here on the screen. Go to that website, look in the upper right-hand corner, click on that banner, and you will be able to get a deal to order a Roku box. They're very inexpensive. Hook it up to your TV and to your internet connection, and you'll be able, absolutely free. Now, that Roku cost you a little bit, and that's outside of our deal. Okay, we don't get anything out of that. But once you buy a Roku box, you can get one from Best Buy. I mean, they're all over the place. But go ahead and get you one. Hook it up to your TV. Speakfaith.tv, subscribe to that. That is free. All right, you can do that. And no monthly fees or anything like that. And you'll be able to enjoy all the ministries we have on speakfaith.tv. And then, Word of Faith Radio. You need to be telling folks about Word of Faith Radio. Very important. You can be a part of that ministry by telling people about Word of Faith Radio. And maybe you might even want to become a micro-broadcaster partner with Word of Faith Radio. You can talk to Brother Harold Cagle about that. His email address is harold@wfr.org. I'll put it up here on the screen for you so that you can see that and send him an email on how do I become a micro-broadcasting partner. And I'm not talking about, I mean, you certainly can become a monthly partner and support him in his ministry financially. That's fine. But I'm talking about you and your church setting up a micro-broadcasting unit there and from your church location, broadcasting Word of Faith Radio as a micro-broadcaster. More information on the WFR website, wofr.org. Just click on the red banner, and you will see more information about that as well. And then, of course, our website, wfm.org, Word of Faith Ministries. We encourage you to check that out. We've got all kinds of good articles and teaching and audio and video and just a lot of good information there. Great resource for you. I encourage you to write us here at Word of Faith Ministries, our P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, zip code 27262. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.